Running a business shouldn't feel like surviving a software group project. One app for accounting, another for inventory, another for sales, and somehow none of them talk to each other. That's where Odoo comes in, an all-in-one business management software that brings every part of your business together, from sales and accounting to inventory and marketing, all in one powerful platform. No messy integrations, no bouncing between tabs, and best of all, no spreadsheets. Stop managing software and start managing your business with one unified system. Try for free today at odoo.com/iHeartRadio. That's odoo.com/iHeartRadio.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Oceania, the vast landscape of the Pacific, now in contest, the People's Republic of China using lawfare and money and influence peddling to gobble up parts of Oceania in order to get outside the first island chain, in order to get closer and closer to Hawaii, the U.S. Indo-PACCOM. That's the big picture. We now go to a picture of the Solomon Islands group, known famously in American lore for a Guadalcanal, but here it is in the 21st century. And at the center of lawfare throughout this vast landscape are the Solomons. And I'm very pleased and happy to welcome again Cleo Pascal, my colleague of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. She's in Palau, which is towards the Philippines. And we're very pleased to welcome Premier Daniel Sudani of Malaita, one of the provinces of the Solomon Islands. He is in Fiji, which is towards the U.S. We're looking at a part of the globe that is mostly water, but inside that water are critical republics and islands that are under pressure all the time, given the Chinese influence peddling. Cleo, I'd like very much for you to explain where we are right now because of recent events at Malaita and the muscle brought by Premier Sogavare in Honoria, that Premier Sudani is not in his home of Malaita, but is in Fiji. How did we get to here? Quickly, Cleo. Good day to you.
Good day to you, and it is a great honor to have Premier Sudani with us, so I'll be very quick. In 2019, Solomon switched from Taiwan to China, or to be precise, the Prime Minister, Sogavare, unilaterally switched the country. And Premier Sudani and his government and the traditional chiefs, within about a month, put out an Aoki communique, Aoki being the capital of the province, stating why they were very concerned about having Chinese Communist Party companies operating in the province, and making a very principled stand based on freedom of religion and a whole bunch of other extremely fundamental parts of their identity, culture, and beliefs. That made them target number one, not just for Beijing, but because it delegitimizes China internationally to say these things out loud, but also to Prime Minister Sogavare, who is quite the authoritarian. It took since October 2019 until about a month ago of unrelenting Chinese political warfare, including tens of millions of dollars, to finally manage, after three attempts to engineer a vote of no confidence in the province of Malaita that resulted in Premier Sudani losing the premiership. And now they're trying trumped up charges to say that he's anything, agent of Taiwan. He ran a hit squad. He did the stuff that's being made up is quite incredible. And it's really a case study of what happens if good people aren't backed when they need to be backed. And so right now, Premier Sudani is in Fiji, as mentioned, and I think hopefully he'll tell us now a little bit more about what he's doing and what he'd like to be doing.
Premier Sudani, we welcome you, and it's a great honor to speak with you at long last. I've heard about you for years, Daniel. It's great to have you here. Now, you're in Fiji. Good for you. Good weather. We're going to get good weather momentarily here in the east coast of the United States. You've heard that we have storms across the country. However, what I'd like to know is about the storm of the Chinese aggression in your home of Malaita and the Solomons, and where you are now in the process. What do you want to happen, Premier Sudani? What can happen right now that can help you, can help Malaita, can help the people of the Solomons. Good day to you.
Thank you, John, and good morning. Good morning, Claire. Yes, I think, first of all, thank you very much for giving me the space to let you know the current position and stage at the moment with the Solomon Islands. First of all, I love my country. I love my people. I love Solomon Islands. As 44 years since Solomon Island becomes a country, looking back, we only see the destructive developments, exploitations that is always happening in the past. And now we have experienced the switch that has happened with the government from ROC to PRC. What I have learned a lot from that is that the government hasn't get the people understand or get them informed of the switch before doing so. So in that case, as a province that has a populated, as a populated province of the country, Malaita, we disagree because of a lot of things that we have seen through literatures and we have read through in the attitude and the way the CCP's influence in other countries as well. And now we have seen with our own eyes what has happened this time in the Solomon Islands. We have seen a bigger influence that the CCP through the DCJ government by Sogovare to try their best since 2019 to just recently trying to get the people of Malaita to accept the Chinese CCP party involving in developments in the provinces. But I've said this is not good for my people. We have not had a good safeguard to guide our people, because they are luring people with money, and that will end up people don't have good understanding of what is going on. They normally, you know, influence people with big and promises. So that will continue to affect the life of my people in Malaita and in the Solomon Island as a whole. So with that, I didn't agree with what the national government is doing at the moment, trying to get the agendas of the CCP through the provinces, which is now at the moment is very big in the country of Solomon Islands. And we have been trying our very best to stand against this. But, you know, they got the big influence in terms of money. They come with money to the people and they try to influence and they get support. And we are trying our best with going to the people and advocate to them about the democracy, the values of the democracy that we believe in, just like other countries, we all believe in democracy. So that is our fight until today. So we are going to still fight for the democracy. We want to have Solomon Islands have the independent mind. They can do things for their own people. They can decide well on what they're going to do for their people rather than influenced by foreign influences and get people to decide without a sound mind on the developments that is happening in the country like Solomon Islands. So at the moment, I was ousted from the premiership, but we have the Malaita communique that signed by the people of Malaita, the chiefs, and also the members of the government of Malaita, where they we are now out at the moment. But we still have that principle in the minds of people. So the democracy and the values of democracy, we are still in it. We are still standing for it. And we are finding avenues that we can get the whole of Solomon Island back in order that people can have sound judgment for their country and look after their own resources and things that is good for their children and the children of their children in the future.
Thank you, Premier Sudani. Cleo, these chiefs on Malaita have signed or very much communicated that they want democracy assured in Malaita, at the very least in Solomons. Also, has this communication reached the U.S. the new U.S. embassy in the capital? Have the U.S. diplomats seen this document?
I would hope so. the question is, you know, what happens next? This has been an area where for many years, the Western construct through Five Eyes has let Australia take the lead, and Australia really has not delivered. And in fact, has delivered weapons to Prime Minister Sogavare, kind of completely inexplicably. So the U.S. does need to step up, and I very much hope that Premier Soudani gets to at some point come to the United States and speak to the American people directly about the importance of democracy and how he's on the front line of that fight at this very moment.
And Premier Soudani, we thank you very much. And what we now must participate in your progress. So you're in Fiji and you're looking to travel to the United States, to Washington. Is that correct? We just have a few seconds.
Yes, that's correct.
To Washington. And when you get to Washington, you'll be meeting with people in the State Department and people in Congress who have some knowledge of these matters, because we're familiar with lawfare. We understand how it works, and it can only be refuted with facts, Cleo. That's what Cleo's for. The facts are the foundation for the defense of democracy. So I thank Premier Daniel Soudani. It's a great pleasure to welcome him after all these years of hearing about his heroic stance against the CCP. I thank Cleo Pascal of the FDD. She is in Palau. The Premier is in Fiji. I am in the United States, East Coast time. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
You ever wonder how far an EV can take you on one charge? Well, most people drive about 40 miles a day, which means you can do all daily stuff no problem. Go to work, grab the kids at school, get the groceries, and still have enough charge to visit your in-laws in the next county. But they don't need to know that. And the best part? You won't have to buy gas at all. The way forward is electric. Explore EVs that fit your life at electricforall.org.
What's up, y'all? Summer's got a different tempo. Everything's a little looser, brighter. One plan turns into another. You hear something, you stay a little longer. Next thing you know, you're somewhere you didn't plan to be. It's those in-between moments. That's where the ideas hit. Conversations stretch out, little memories sneak up on you. And sometimes it's just about what's in your hand. That color, that chill. The new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks. Guava and passion fruit flavors with mango pineapple flavored pearls. Yeah, that feels like summer before you even taste it. Funny how one small stop becomes the best part of the day. Start your summer rhythm with Starbucks. Try the new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games that's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.